I am Benny Harris Jr. And this is Mamie D. Lee Community Garden Association.
Benny Harris is lean and weathered, wearing a black felt cowboy hat and a coarse gray beard. He's been gardening here since the early 80s and has watched it change over the years.
When I first came here, we had a really good group of people. But over the years, they died out. They all was older group. Probably it's only two people still gardening here when I started.
He leads me over to a tree stump at the top of the garden and nudges it with a boot.
We had a big old tree right there, man. Right here, this is where we used to have our meeting.
When Benny looks down at the stump, you can see how it stands for the garden's past. The cool shade used to make a good meeting spot for all the gardeners in the heat of a D.C. summer. They kept the ivy cut back, and the tree thrived. But a few years ago, the Park Service made them stop. The ivy spread, and the tree died. This seems to be the story not just of the tree, but of the garden itself. A combination of neglect, regulation, and old age has taken a toll. As Benny's generation begins to fade away, more and more plots lie empty.
Let's see how these are.
Harold Stone is the new manager at Mamie Lee. He stands between the generation of gardeners who grew up in the rural South around World War II and the young urban professionals who are rediscovering gardening today.
Wow. Amy grows a great carrot.
Harold is passionate about revitalizing this place, but he's also humbled and almost reverent about the work ethic and philosophy of the older generation.
I get so much from these people, from the people in the garden. It is humbling. There is a grace about them. There's just a lot of grace in the way they look at things, respond to things. I've got a lot to learn.
Gardeners like Benny are quietly teaching by example. On one plot, a new gardener is growing sunflowers right in the middle of their garden.
This is one thing on new gardeners today. The first thing they want to do is put down sunflowers.
Why is that?
I have no idea. With a garden, I would never put nothing tall in the middle because it shades everything on each side of it from the sun.
The divide between Benny's generation of urban farmers and the young professionals who may replace them is clear in their gardens. The traditional, clean, straight rows of okra, tomatoes, and collards contrast with the more youthful, experimental mounds and spirals of herbs and sunflowers.
The older gardeners, in my mind, it's almost like must. They must do this. It's in their bones to produce a crop. And it's an outlet for them to connect with a long-standing tradition in their lives.
But Harold says that for young folks, it's more of a hobby than a way of life. You can't see one of the new gardeners coming out if they were sick or if it was raining.
However, some of our older gardeners will come out with two canes to be in their garden, to work in their garden.
Harold says this new generation can learn more than just gardening from Benny.
It took me a while to really understand that what they were giving was advice. A lot of times it just seemed like, oh, just conversation, but there was a whole lot more there.
Our world is full of choices. We pick out colleges and careers and hobbies and clothes to define who we are. Benny's generation began gardening out of necessity. They keep gardening because it's in their blood. It's who they are. It's a kind of hard-headed pragmatism that comes out of a very different era, an era that only survives in guys like Benny and in anyone who's willing to listen.
And it took me slowing down to really listen to them. And I do a lot less talking now, a lot more listening. And the listening has got a lot of space in between it because there's not a whole lot said.
For Intern Edition, I'm Eric Verkerke.